to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
In line of this atmosphere, I want to carry on speaking on it. Your last worship. Tell somebody your last worship. Come on, tell somebody your last worship.
Your last worship.
I can hear. Tell somebody your last worship. So Esther chapter 6 verse 1, and I read from my version. And on that night, the king could not sleep, so he ordered for the books of the records, right? And it was found recording in it that Bigtana and Teresh had done good. But I want us to focus on 6 verse 1. Is it okay if you repeat after me on that night?
On that night,
the king
could
not
sleep.
Amen.
Amen.
You remember way back in primary school, we were doing mental. Two, three, four. And then there's always somebody at the back who miss it. Two, three, four. And they are rhyming. And the teacher will be like, yes, you. Could you at the back? Two, four. They are like, tell somebody I suspect you. So can we memorize it together? Esther chapter 6 verse 1. Remember the scriptures we memorized way back in Sunday school. We still remember the Sunday school teachers, they beat us, they bait us with toffees and chocolate and kale and all of that. And we still remember them, you know. So can we do it together? Esther chapter 6 verse 1. On that night,
the king could not sleep.
Amen.
Amen.
So, as it is, most of you are aware, one of my favorite characters in the Bible is Esther. I love Esther. After Esther, I think it will be Joshua. Now, three significant things happened with Esther's life. You notice that in the entire book, if you go through the entire book of the Bible, there are only two books that are named after women. One is Esther and the other is Ruth. Is somebody here with me?
Yes.
If you go to current day, as it is now, if you go to Israel, please play the thing. If you go to current Israel now, there is a hospital, a national hospital, that has been named after Esther. And the name is Hadassah Memorial Hospital. Is somebody with me?
Yes.
Right. Every year, number three, every year in Israel now, as we speak now, there is a festival the Jews celebrate. And the festival is called Purim. Tell somebody Purim.
Purim.
And I have a reason for holding my ears. As they celebrate Purim, the equivalent of Purim means
Haman's
ears. Tell somebody Haman's ears.
Haman's ears.
So as they celebrate Purim, they fry pastries. You know, in Ghana, we call it gofruit, right? But yes, it looks like gofruit, but it's called Haman's ears, right? So they fry it and they share it among themselves. They exchange gifts. In remembrance of what the Lord did for them 1,000 years ago through their great, great, great ancestor called Esther. Is somebody with me?
Yes.
Right. Number four, if you go to Iran now, as we speak, if you go to Iran, the remains of Esther ended up in Iran. And for years, the Jews have tried to get back to Israel. And they realized and said, we are not foolish. If God could do good things, such a remarkable thing to a life, we prefer to have the remains here, keep it here, and we'll be okay. Number five, during the times of Adolf Hitler, do you remember your history?
Yes.
Do you remember your history? And those of you who don't know Adolf Hitler, I'll tell you about a close church. Adolf Hitler, he comes from Kumasi. Suspect you. One day in class, when I was studying for my degree, I had gone to work in the night, so I was very tired. So I came to the class, I had slept. And you know, when you're sleeping, all kinds of dreams, you know. And we're in class in the lecture hall, and the lecture was talking English. I could hear it in my sleep. I could hear somebody say Yahoo. Say don't pal. And all of a sudden I woke up and I said Google. Then he said, what has Google done? I said, I heard Yahoo. You're talking about search engines. So I also got. He said, young man, are you okay? Right, so you should know about Abofalofela. We talk, he comes from Kumasi. Right, but during the times of Abofalofela, remember Abofalofela persecuted the Jews so much so that Abofalofela wanted to exterminate all Jews from the face of the earth. Don't forget that, right? And he had kept them in concentration camps. And you know, so every now and then they take them through several brutalities. Now, what the Jews did, and you can check on this, but what the Jews did was most of them tore the story of Esther from the Bible into small tiny pieces, small tiny portions, and some gave it in their nose, some in their ears, some in their eyes, in strange places. So when the soldiers have come, the little men have come to brutalize them and to abuse them and all of that, and they've left them to cry. So for instance, if I say Esther chapter 1, verse 1 in my notes, I'll pull it out. And then they begin to recite it. Someone will pull Esther chapter 2. And you know how the Jews are able to recite the Torah? You know how they do it? They will recite it, and they say, God, as you did for our great grandmother Esther, may you deliver us from the hands of Adolf Hitler. Is somebody here with me?
Yeah.
So now back to the story. So remember, for those of you, just to give you a background, those of you may not be aware, Esther was a slave, it was a slave orphan. So Esther had no mother, Esther had no father, right? And in biblical times, when two separate tribes go to fight, the defeated faction, they are all matched to the resident or to the premises or to the domicile of the winning tribe and automatically become slaves to them. So there came a point in time, there was a king who reigned by name King Xerxes. Tell somebody King Xerxes.
Xerxes.
Tell somebody King Xerxes.
Xerxes.
It's easy to pronounce his name here. You know, I was in Kumasi, a typical local church. Which is good, don't get me wrong. But in those days, if you try to get them to pronounce King Xerxes, somebody might bite your tongue. Tell somebody, I suspect you. Tell somebody, King Xerxes. So King Xerxes was then, right, the leader, the ruler, the king of the Persian Empire. Now, for information, the Persian Empire was a very powerful kingdom then, but consisted of 11 nations, right? So from Afghanistan to Iraq to Iran, I didn't believe Ghana and Togo were part of it. But no, that's just for you travel. So from Iran to Iraq, Egypt, 11 nations, powerful king. Then, is somebody with me?
Yes.
Right. So King Xerxes ruled over the Persians. The wife of King Xerxes was by name Queen Vashti. Queen Vashti. Don't forget those names, right? So Vashti was then the king, was then the queen. So the Persians went to fight the Jews, and they defeated the Jews miserably. So they marched all the Jews into Persia. Is somebody with me?
Yes.
So when they marched the Jews into Persia, there were two key people who were part of this group that they marched into Persia. One was a young peasant girl by name Esther, and the other person in this group too was by a gentleman by name Mordecai. Now, I told you Esther had no parents, no mother, no father, but only had an uncle. Is somebody with me?
Yes.
Right, so they've matched them, end of story. Now, in biblical times, once you are matched into a territory, most times you want to celebrate the victory. So, but what they did was, King Xerxes decided to have a very big celebration And you know, for the fact that they defeated the Jews and all of that, it's a very happy man. Right? So he threw a large banquet party, massive one, and then sent a message to Queen Vashti that, my beautiful Queen Vashti, can you come and show forth your beauty and your countenance to the gathering that I've got it here? Vashti, I believe, sent a WhatsApp message that I will not come. The Asian WhatsApp. WhatsApp started years ago. Some of you are confused. Or the other time, too, somebody said, no, she sent an IMO message. An IMO message that Queen Vashti, I will not come. To cut a long story short, because of time, the message was relayed to the king, and the king was very upset. So provoking, he started saying, Kai, what? Vashti will not come and show for the beauty. I can say that. Okay. So this does not become a trend and a pain center in this territory. The king rallied his wise men, right? And king to the wise men was a gentleman by name Memucan. Tell somebody, Memucan. It's easy to read the story of Esther, but miss that name. He was king of the elders. And when the elders gathered, the elders said, sir, what Vashti has done, so it does not become a trend. Remember, Vashti is the queen. Right? So that people that do not emulate such disobedience. So therefore, we suggest that, number one, right, get her from the throne. Number two, end her. Let's end the name Vashti. End it here and then. So nobody knows, if you notice very well, post Esther chapter 6, chapter 1, you don't hear of Vashti again. Is somebody with me?
Yes.
I have a prayer this morning. My prayer is that may God bring to an end the thoughts and the intentions of your enemies this morning. Jesus. God ended them as the life of Vashti was mysteriously ended. In the name of Jesus, may every trap of the enemy, may every evil thoughts, may every evil plans, in the name of Jesus, mysteriously ended. In the name of Jesus. So to cut the long story short, please take your seat. The story, the name Vashti was never held again. So let's move on. So and such is life. The king is single. Tell us about the king is single.
The king is single.
Do you realize that somebody's disturbance is somebody's enthronement? Can I tell somebody? So, as you are messing about, there's somebody on the tax line.
Amen.
Waiting to take your position.
Yeah.
Is somebody with me? Yeah. So if I were you, I would hold on with pride, chest out, and make sure that whatever it is I've been taxing this house, I will not deal with it.
Amen.
Because as I'm messing about, somebody's on the tax line waiting to see the opportunity. So, Vashti is no more. Esther. All this while, to set the story right, remember, I told you the Jews were marched into Persia about as slaves. So it is believed then Esther was a young peasant girl, Jewish, marched into Persia as a slave, no mother, no father. So it's believed she was minding a business begging. Is somebody with me?
Yes.
Right. So remember, Vashti is no more. So the king rallies twice and said, Oga, hey, Minky, I need another queen. Can we look for a new one? As it is with powerful kings in biblical times, they had to go around look for potential. So no wonder in Matthew chapter 25, Jesus tells a story, a parable that a man picked 10 women, 10 virgins. Remember that one?
Yeah.
10 virgins. So they picked the look to look. This one short, tall. No, this one. We don't like the shape. Go. This one, the hairstyle. Take. Go. So they look through. Cut. Until they get perfect. Is somebody with me?
Yes.
So, as it is, the king rallies wise men and said, look, guys, so the plan is, we'll go around the entire territory of Persia and then look for potential with out of the lot. We'll go go through some rudiments and some mafias. Whoever comes out the best will become the queen. Is somebody with me?
Yes.
Okay, so cut a long short, the team, selection committee, are going about. I've already told you Esther was there, a beggar, right? But you didn't buy the choices. Esther and the uncle were both beggars by the roadside. Is somebody with me?
Yes.
Now, have you seen a real beggar before? Have you seen a real beggar before?
Yes.
Oh, come on. Have you seen a real beggar before?
Yes.
Not the mafia ones. Yes. Not the mafia. One eye closed, you drop it when they look at it, and then they begin to insult you. Those are mafia beggars. Somebody here with me.
Yes.
Now somebody has respect to you. Blind beggars who can see. Lame beggars who can walk.
Mafia.
Put the money, they will look at it. Somebody will look at it. Someone will watch it all wrong. You see what they say? Beggars who come back in. Hey! I was in Lagos, we said you were in a car. Everybody came. There's some mafia beggar in the car. I said, oh, okay, lower the thing, lower the thing. So I gave him 209. I said, oh. So when I was giving her the training, he saw some, the bigger ones. I said, I saw 500 now. I said, you're a wicked man. Then you should come back in. It's a long story short. So, have you seen a real beggar before? Do, but real babies, they don't even look appealing. So let me use a classic. You see the refugees from Chad. You see the Chad refugees who are around. If you really experience one before in traffic, realize that number one, they always come with a smell.
Yeah.
Apologies. By virtue of their living condition, they don't have the luxury of daily bathing. Am I mixing somebody? Yeah. Sometimes you look at their fingernails, you look at their face, you look at their hair, no manicure, no pedicure, no palms. They look unedited. Tell somebody unedited. Unedited. Praise God this morning. By the grace of God this morning, I like my sister's hair this morning. And I like this one too. Edited by looks good. Is somebody with me?
Yes.
Edited by looks good. Some of the hair might be borrowed. Who cares? Oh, somebody, some of you are not catching the message, right? That's why I walk to you. So I want them to say edited by looks good. Maybe some of these might be Brazil or Niger hair, or we don't know. But the point I want to put across is, I hope you're not upset with me.
Oh, no.
I suspect you, by the way. But what I want to put across is, real beggars, they look rough. Mm. So last time I was in traffic, then one of these chat beggars approached me. I was moved to give her something, not because of her condition, but for me, she came with a very strong odor, and I couldn't stand it. So I thought, true or false? Oh, come on, true or false? So for me, it was like, so picture this agreement, right? A beggar, proper beggar, not the bargaining beggar, seated by the roadside. I'm sure then, Esther, you would agree that Esther had not done no manicure, no pedicure, no attachment or attachment, or whatever you want to call it, no lipstick, no lash. So she looked nothing like a queen. Somebody here with me this morning. In her present condition, nothing of Esther looked like a queen. And they are going around looking for potential queens. And I can see that, I can just imagine the committee going around. And then the leader, the head of the committee by name Memucan, I'm sure the guys all just walk past the beggar. Then I can just imagine Memucan saying to them, guys, come back. I see a very ordinary potential. But beyond today, I see a future that out of the future. This potential will become the next queen of patience. Gentlemen, if you so agree with me, can we include her in the list of potential stewards? In other words, her present condition looked like nothing of her future. Can I announce to somebody this morning that there are things, mama, we all miss in life sometimes, but one thing you don't want to miss is your Memucan. So it is your Memucan, hold on, it is your Memucan, who look at you the way you are. We see your flaws. We see how ordinary you are. Nothing, no anything. Nothing you practice. Memucan saw the lady in her raw vegetative state and so said, it is not about what you see today, because in every apple tree are fruits, but only God knows how many fruits, how many seeds will come out of one apple tree. Somebody lift up your hand and say with me, in the name of Jesus. I will not miss my Memucan. Have you not been to an interview? Sometimes they tell you you are overqualified, underqualified, medium qualified, and you're like, ah, what else you want now? But you meet your Memucan. And although those are the interviews you go, you even talk gibberish. They ask you A, you are talking Z. They ask you Q, you are talking F. You don't even know what you are talking. And as you are talking, they are still laughing at you. They are still laughing. And you think, I have really messed up at this interview. But what you don't know is, your Memucan is looking at you. Not looking at your present, but seeing your future. I can pronounce to somebody that you not miss your Memucan. One tear here. You did not hear what I said. Look. Saw her in a current position. There's a current player I love so much by name Lionel Messi. Lionel Messi, years ago, when Lionel Messi was 5 years old, had a terrible condition. And the condition was that he grew to the age of 5 and could not grow anymore. One day, the president of then Barcelona went to Argentina on a scouting mission, saw a boy with a huge talent, but then they said to him, but he has a brain condition. He says, don't worry, I don't see 1998. Rather, I see 2017 with the Lionel Messi, who's won 5 times player of the year. And therefore, regardless of your condition, regardless of your condition, come on, young man, you are coming with me to Spain. We will correct this condition, and to the glory of God, you will live to fulfill your potential. May you not miss your Memucan in the name of Jesus. Have you realized that no seed looks like what it will become in the future? Can I encourage somebody, next time before you write a brother or a sister, take your time. Don't make conclusions based on the present. For the transition between Hadassah and Esther is a twinkle of a moment. Please take your seat. Sir, I honor you with this. I guess you got it. guess years ago, I developed a passion reading more about seeds and God laid the revelation about seeds. So I decided I'll put together some quotations on seeds. Relax. One of my favorite things here is, dead though a seed may be, a fruit lives in it. I'll be about it. Think about it. That fruit, it looks dead in the soil, but the fruit lives in it. So next time, connect it to my story before you write somebody off. The time, mama. No seed, no banana seed, no apples, no seed looks like what it will become. Next time, before you jump into this conversation, be careful.
Amen.
For most times, amen, the estates you see today may not reflect what they may be tomorrow. With God and with time, two things you need, the seed will shoot up. I really. I'm speaking to you and came to encourage you that may your present condition, may you never throw in the towel, and may you never give up because of your present condition. And you know what Esther did so well? You know, have you noticed something about beggars? Sammy, they do it because so they do it with all their hearts. So they wake up in the morning and pray, yes, I look up unto you. In the afternoon, they are praying, I look upon you. In the evening, they are praying, they look upon you. And when they are worshiping, they don't joke with their worship. Because they don't worship because of what they will eat or what they will wear. In any case, they have nothing to depend on. So what is your problem? But sometimes, now I'm getting it. Sometimes, if you're not careful, the transition from Hadassah into Esther becomes a stumbling block for us. So this Esther, like what we did this morning, minding their business, like somebody who came in this morning, and then we're worshiping. And then, yes, things are a bit rough. Your condition, your present is really rough. Things are really, you can't get to the meaning of it. And then, sister, anyway, let me worship. Somebody walked in this morning. If you're worshiping, let me also join. Do you realize that? That moment of lifting up his presence. The higher his presence goes up, in any case, he does not go up without leaving you behind. Am I making sense? So as he goes up, he lifts you as Lord. Yeah. I don't know that what you're going through, but when you have moments like we had this morning, make sure you tap into it, because anytime you are sensed up, we go with him. And when we are lifted up, we don't remain the same. Take your wonderful seat. Take your wonderful seat as you can. So this is Esther minding their business. And then Mordecai says, hey, I said, let's include her. Looking at today, I'm looking at 10 years from now. I'm looking at 20 years from now. And I see a great out of this thing. In any case, I'm the chairman of the committee. Shut up! Including. Somebody here with me this morning. A friend of mine, when we came here this morning, I said, oh, I've passed through this community before. The friend of mine is further down here. Emmanuel, you say his name. Currently, he works at controller. He works at a controller and accountant general. Every time I was in London together. So, every time they did ACC accounting. And they wanted to go and do a master's. And he had an interview before they would take him on the master's, University of Kingston. Now, with all due respect, Elisa is an emblem of the glory of God. You know this series they've been doing, Makola and Kumasi? You know the lawyer? The lawyer who's been speaking some crazy English.
Okay,
Bombay. What's his name? Bombay. Sometimes you don't even hear what he's saying. Yesterday, this morning, we were coming, somebody forwarded a message. Him and Liverpool coach. Honestly, I read the thing, I couldn't understand it. Is somebody here with me? You know, the kind of English Bombay speaks. If you don't understand, you need to look at him to understand what he's saying. This thing. But is somebody here with me? So with all due respect, sometimes when a person is provoked, and speaking his blank, his English, is like Bombay speaking. You don't even understand what you say, he's saying. But I want to get the world. Chapter account number. Somebody here with me. I'm leaning to your point. What? And you said was the interview was supposed to be at 12. And you said God at 1. And you said I've told you something when he's provoked, you don't even hear what he's saying. He's black. He got there and at the panel were all five whites. And you said, I'm sorry, but I missed my dream. Just like that. Already looked at him. You're a fresh man. Okay, and he says, now, then they begin to ask you questions. So, why did you apply for this role? And then already he's provoked. So, he's speaking the Bombay kind of English. And they're looking at him. They say, can you repeat that again? Can you repeat the same thing again? But then this thing came out of the interview. Baba, he called me and said, Adam, I am a fresh man. Number one, I don't name it. Number two, you know me when I'm upset. I talk rapid gibberish. I was really black man. Later in the evening, we had a call around 5 p.m. Then the head of the panel. But the reason said, whilst you're speaking, the head of the panel was just laughing. So he thought that the head of the panel was just laughing at his English. You know when you are. So everything was the panel was laughing. The panel thing. So you thought the man was laughing at his English. So the head of the panel called. He said, is this man? He said, yes. He said, well, I have some news for you. We decided to offer you the place. And he said, I really like you. Even though some of the things you said did not make sense. I really like you. Even though most of the guys in the panel will not hear you, understand you. But for me, everything you said was a perfect answer. In other words, may you not miss your Bimukan in Jesus' name. Because of time, Esther, young peasant girl, and I can imagine Esther said, me. And this guy, young man, get yourself a look. Said, me? And I'm sure then you're singing a song from Uzuki. Sorry, the Nigerians will translate it. Traditional lines you don't cross, just as it is now in every kingdom, in Ashanti kingdom, in Ga kingdom, they have their do's and don'ts. as it is now, it will be unusual, it will be absurd, it will be madness that God forbid, that say they are looking for a new Asantehene, and then God forbid, right, they pick somebody from the north. Is somebody with me? Does that make sense, somebody? Or they are looking for Asante, and then they go and pick somebody from Lagos, Sokoto, to come and be the new Asante. Arms will be drawn. Swords will be drawn. As well, make how much has it? What? They are looking for the new for Galan, and they go and pick somebody from Kou. Hi! Swords will be drawn. So in Persia then, their traditional do's and don'ts. Number one, a foreigner cannot rise up to become a queen. Number two, an orphan cannot become a queen. Number three, a beggar, please switch off, a beggar cannot rise up to become a queen. Don't you see, when grace is speaking, traditions don't matter. That's what the kind of one tears say. You don't understand what I said. When grace is speaking on your behalf, mama, the traditions don't matter anymore. So they're like, hey, Bemukan, what are you doing? This is a beggar. This is a Jewish poor bad girl. What are you doing? Bemukan says, hey, oh yeah, quiet. Follow me now. Amen. With this in mind, can I say to somebody here this afternoon that you are an exception because of the grace? Yeah. Reality, Sammy, we don't qualify. How we even got here, we don't even know, Papa. We don't know. We should have missed it. We shouldn't have been in that position. Now I am. That grace will see them through it. So, when you are talking to this morning, you are at a point where it's all confused. You don't know the beginning from the end. Can I encourage you this morning that, you know what? Increase the worship. Tell somebody, increase the worship. Because the higher the worship soars, the higher you go with it. And once you go up with him, you never come back down. Hey, Bemukan, what on earth are you doing? Bemukan says, when grace is speaking, you are talking about a 1,000-year-old Persian tradition. Now lie! When grace is speaking, you are talking the Queen's English. I will slap you now. Please speak here, you are telling me patience, I get your patient tradition. Daniel Okekano, I have seen somebody I like. You have not seen, but me. I have not seen. ears have heard, and which the Lord has given. Something. The young person, all this while uneducated. So can we keep it raw? And that is what I said, Papa, that's what I said a lot about it. I noticed everything we did here this morning in terms of worship was uneducated. There was no faking. There was not too much cosmetics. I even noticed we have no projector, yet I've tuned into most of the songs. Jesus go to check this with powerful projectors, lighting everywhere, and you are lost, your idea and echoes you. What is going on? I died. You don't feel it. So Sammy, I figure when we used to go to Pentecost, so in those days, when we used to go to Pentecost, you were like, some of the weaknesses, they have no voice. When they lift up a song, it's like they are singing Kizets. Watch it. Oh, you can't even identify the key. But when I realized was, it was not about the key, but it was about the So you can meet, Baba, you can meet a fasting, sit down on the throne, yet has no heart for worship.
Amen.
But you can also meet an Esther, a beggar by the roadside, yet has a heart full of worship. What the Esther by the roadside? Powerful. I hardly see where we go. So, because of time, we pick the young person, girl. And the scripture says, now to even make matters more worse for you, they pick over 995 women. 99, tell somebody 995.
995.
And somebody, guess what? Esther was the only foreigner. All of them were proper patients. They fit every requirement. Okay? Can I speak in Greek? Mommy go, okay? So when your mates will be shower. Yeah, now. And far only would see your man. If this man upset, if he had to consult a committee before he decides on you, you were dead man watching. It would take a very, very, very long time before it gets to you. I'm the God, this one Papa says, endless God. I'm the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? So we pick the young peasant girl. 995. Only foreigner. Only foreigner. Non-Persian. A beggar. Has no mother. Has no father. I believe most of the others came from very good homes. And the scripture says, the king put in charge of the women, Haggai, his chief of staff, in charge of the women. And they took them to Shushan, the palace. And for 365 days, 1 year, Haggai, the chief of staff, was tasked to groom and to polish the women so that when every one of them has a chance to go and show themselves to the king, they would know the culture and what is required of them as a future queen. I'm sure it's time for you. This worship that brought me through to here, you see me through it. Can I repeat it again? I'm sure it's like saying in the heart, Mama, the worship that has brought me here will take me to the very end.
Amen.
Hey. So to kind of repeat also because of time, let's cut the long story short. Haggai, Papa, was the king's chief of staff. Now you notice very well, every chief of staff knows something about the president or the king that in most cases nobody will know. Am I making sense, somebody? because they've spent years with, they know what the king likes, they know what the king dislikes, they know the food he likes, they know so much about the king. In fact, they can tell you a thief of staff's advice can either make or make you. Am I making somebody? Are you here with me? Because they know the ins and outs of the king. They know, he knows their schedules, he knows when he's sleeping, he knows when he's bathing, he knows when he's going to the toilet. They know everything about him. And the scripture says, Esther chapter 3 verse 6, but for Esther, mama, she found the favor in the eyes of the giant. Let me repeat that again. But for Esther, someone repeat after me. Say, but for Esther, she found favor in the eyes of Hagiah. It makes sense to me, Papa, why this battle is not about flesh and it's about blood. It's not about the fastest or the strongest or the quickest, but that time and chance happened to them all. Hey. 995 women. We're looking for one. And I've told you all the barriers she had to go through. So if anybody at all deserved the title, it shouldn't have been Esther. The race is not to the strong, but the battle to the strong. So there are some who stand very well. They are running. Don't break your heart. Time and chance. Stay your leg, lift up the worship, increase the worship. And as you do that, your time will come. Amen. But for Esther, she found favor in the eyes of the guy. In other words, simply put, after, please take your seat, for a brief moment. Take your seat in the next 5 minutes. In other words, so while the king is supposed to be of Hagiah, remember, each of those women has a potential to become a queen. Is somebody with me? Yes. Each or any one of them could become a queen. And if you're like Esther or like me, who comes from very far? Is somebody here? Where we come from, we eat with our hands. Food and good. So if you take me to the king's table to eat with a fork and knife, oh yeah, you want to embarrass me? Oh, is somebody with me? As long as I can watch you, I see. Look, if you've never walked in a mock, the woman's mock, if you've never walked in one before, and all of a sudden they give you one, if you're not careful, you fall down. Am I making somebody? So they have to groom you. Take Esther, take this, how you walk in it. Easy, easy, easy. One, two, or else you fall down. So Esther, fork in here, knife in here, knife, fork, hold it like that, cut. Esther, this, and to all the other women, this is how you address a crowd. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring you greetings from the Persian kingdom. Today, you talk your rubbish. This is how to walk like a queen, banana, majestically. Because if you're like Esther, coming from far, you're like, maybe I'm fishing in and you. I guess, mama, I like your laughing. If we don't groom you, you know what happens? If you don't go through a grooming process, you will show up. But has nothing to offer. I'm going to kill somebody. So I'm going to say, this is something very dear to my heart. That is why the Lord has brought you under the feet of our daddy. Thank you. That is why he's put you under the feet. So Esther needed to go under the feet of Hagiah and then learn the rudiments and the technicalities of becoming queen. But if you are humble enough and obedient enough and listen to every instruction from Hegaya, somebody point your hands here. Say, listen to Hegaya.
Listen to Hegaya.
Say that to me, say, listen to Hegaya.
Listen to Hegaya.
So, remember I told you, but for Esther, she found favor in the eyes of Hegaya. That means, after they've gone through the standard training, standard, that one, all the 995, I am sure Hegaya will call Esther. And say, the young Bezalel girl, come. I don't love you, but I like you. Don't confuse the two. And because I like you, I have decided to show you extra secrets to the heart of King Xerxes, so that when it's your turn to go and show yourself to King Xerxes, your head will not miss the crown. For information, every crown is made for a head, but not every head wears a crown.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
When this quote, I take it back. Can I repeat that again? Every head, every crown is made for a head. But mama, hey, you can fight it. Go to the cemetery. Check how many of those there failed to wear a crown before they ended up there. But for those who listen to the instructions of Hegaya, their head seldom misses the crown. That's what I said to you a few minutes. Listen to Hegaya. Tell someone, listen to Hegaya.
Listen to Hegaya.
Some of you, 20 years from now, your coconut will get this. You're like, I can't walk again. Yeah, what is this? I can't find it. You call Hegaya. You see, yeah, what's that? Now, to make sense, you will say that. If you are like Esther, Papa, coming from far, and all of a sudden, you've come across so much wealth and money and gold, and I mean, then was the most powerful king in the world. For information, all the 995 women had access to the world's then biggest jewel. They had access to the world's biggest jewelry. So I don't know about you, but if I were Esther and I was chosen, this is what I'm not done. When it gets to my turn to go and show myself to his senses, because I have seen poverty and a common thing at church, and I want to prove a point that me too, I am blessed. When it's my turn, Sam, you know what I'll do? 10 chains here, 10 here, 25 here, 25 here. And I'm like, I can't even walk. I know I'm preaching. In fact, I suspect you. Your name? Danny, we suspect you. Everybody say Danny. We suspect you. This is, I'm putting this a bit on the hard angle, right? For Papa and the clergy to understand it. No wonder, today, we have a lot of excesses in the kingdom. In places like Ghana, Nigeria, Zimbabwe. Why? Because you have people like Esther who have been exposed to massive wealth. And because of their backgrounds, they want to take everything and prove to the whole world that they are the pastor with the most cards. Am I making sense, somebody? Yeah. So, and for you, what you check through their name and realize that there was no Hegaya giving out instructions. So, where you don't listen to the voice of Hegaya, you get exposed to the excess. And if you're not careful, instead of spending your life focused on that which matters, you spend your life focusing on the excesses, thinking you are doing the king's business. So the guy is like, Esther, listen. When it's your turn, one jewel, I know the king, it's enough. One response, it's enough. Esther, I have been with King Xerxes for 20 years, and I've realized that the king's favorite color is pink.
Wow.
Esther, when it's your turn, make sure you put on no other color than pink. Esther, I've been with the king for 20 years, for whatever number of years. I've realized the king's favorite perfume is Saint Dior. Even though you have access to any perfume in the world, but make sure on that day you put on Dior. Now, if you are like Esther coming from afar, you put on Armani. And you don't listen to a guy, you put on Armani, Dior, Armani, Calvin Klein. In your attempt to over-impress King Xerxes. Is it not sad? Is it not sad? So where the voice of Haggai ceases to rule, chaos and abuse does not end.
Thank you.
Dior, Armani, Gucci, and instead of smelling good, you are beginning to smell. We can't even identify you. Whether you are one of those, or whether you are a metal, or whether you are from Boko Haram, we can't even identify you. With 20 teeth and you can't even walk. And like that, in your attempt to over-impress King Xerxes. And you know what Haggai does? Haggai stands in front of the pulpit and makes a declaration that next week the Lord has spoken to me. I want every one of us to go into a fast. And as we go into a fast for 3 days, let's seek the face of the Lord. And as we seek the face of the Lord, I saw tokens in this place. That's the voice of Haggai. Another time you hear Haggai say, today God has just laid on my heart that we should leave a seed here. Then you hear the voice of somebody who has no vision in life at the back. Again. And they will not keep quiet. They will influence two or three other people and make them also miss their blessing. I'm commanding people that again, last you will give, and as you know, my DC guy, I have ulcer. And anytime I fast, my ulcer increases. Oh, choir, we are coming for practice on Friday. Practicing, we've done it and done it and done it. This song, we've sang it again. And foolishly, they conclude, I will not come. What Haggai, by virtue of his position, cannot do to you, Haggai cannot fight you. Haggai only gives instructions. My son, listen to that instruction so that it might be well with your soul. So Haggai speaks, Haggai counsels, Haggai directs. It is in your own choice to either listen to it or reject it. However, if you choose to reject it, don't blame Haggai for the consequences. Am I making sense, somebody, this morning? Yeah. So Haggai speaks. So slowly, one secret. Esther, put it in your pocket. You need this one day. Now remember, if you're like Esther, we talked about this earlier. Where you came from, a beggar's background, where your entire livelihood was worship, right? That's what you did until grace discovered you. What Esther probably did was to increase the tone of the worship. So for someone who is a worshiper that has been brought into Shushan the palace, the key is not to lower the worship, but the key is to increase the worship. So anytime Esther is going before Haggai, she does not go challenging Haggai. She does not go arguing with heaven. That's foolishness. She does not go contradicting the words of heaven. No. But she goes with the heart of worship. My Lord, I have come before thou, and I come to take thee of any instructions. Thou would give it unto me. I'm sure that's why she's sitting down and say, I exalt you and I adore you. So the guy says something to me, the guy thinks, that is the one who deserves the crown. So the higher, the more the worship, the more the secrets. And the more the secrets in your armor, the settled the cases. So whereas the other 994 are preparing, putting on good armor. So in other words, let me say something very, very, very profound. Whereas the others were minoring on the major, Esther was majoring on the major. Is that right? So major on the major, minor on the minor. Things that do not matter, don't waste time.
Amen.
Don't waste time on gossip, on foolishness. Don't waste time by acting. Ah! Don't waste time on those foolishness.
Amen.
Amen. Major on the worship. Major on your commitment to the Lord.
Amen.
Major on the assignment. Major on the minor. So look at what else is the major on the major. The others were minoring on the minor. For them, they thought it was about the Gucci. For them, they thought it was about the number of change. For them, they thought it was how much gold and how much diamond you put on you. That's not saying to them, no. You guys saying to them, no. Have you realized, Amma? Every decision, everything you are looking for as we sit here, be it breakthrough, be it a business, be it a job, be it, it's in somebody's signature. Am I making sense, somebody? Do you agree with me? So the guy is saying, Esther, do that which is important first. And the presentation will take care of itself. What about you, somebody here who has a deadline? Who has a disease? Who has an issue? Do that which is important. In the secret chamber with the guy, increase the worship. Once you increase the worship, the keys will drop automatically. And with the keys in your hand, that is keys settled. Let's cut a long short, so let me end. So every woman of every one of those 995 had a chance to go and show themselves to King Xerxes. Can you imagine? Now think for about this for a moment. If you are Xerxes, right? If you are Xerxes, say, are you married? You're not married. Okay, perfect. Please, your name? Godson. So I don't know if Godson seen somebody on the road, but even if Godson, sometimes he's confused whether it's Amma or Aku or Jennifer. Because in God's head, how could you? She's nice, but she touched too much. I suspect you wrong. Or another time she's like, but Jennifer too. Maybe in the womb. But sometimes, you know, she's too boring. Another time she's like, what are they like? I've been also never had one. I've been out of that one with your own pain. I'm so. So, my point is, even with gossip, on who book I came to, he gets confused. Am I making somebody?
Yeah.
For the Nigerians, for those who, sorry, those who understand me, even with gossip, with the one and the two he's praying about, he gets confused. The revelation. So how much more? All of a sudden, like, Ezekiel is still a human being. He's not an angel. He's a human being. So can I borrow your chair, please? As I round up this. So this picture, this is Xerxes sat here. And every one of them had a chance to go and show themselves to King Xerxes. So I'm sure. Now, I don't know about you, but if they were over 995, in the Ghanaian language, you say, or him being papa, he will be choosing, he will be bluffing. Are you with me? In any case, you have 995 to choose. So what's your problem? So it's like contestant number one. Is somebody with me?
Yes.
Look, the king has no time for foolishness. Eh? It's either you got his color, you got his hairstyle, you got his perfume, you are keeping it simple. He's not got time for foolishness to argue. Aye. Contestant number, I'm sure, contestant number one is coming in green and purple. In your attempt to impress, he said, "Oh yeah, my thing." But this number, this one is tall, but I don't like the hair. Oh yeah, go. Because when you're 995 to choose one, you can be picky and you can be what's the word? You can be where the English people now. Over 900. So what's your problem now? So, oh yeah, two, oh yeah, three, oh yeah, four, oh yeah, five, oh yeah. So with every one of them, you had a problem with it. But to those, listen to the instructions of Hagar, paid attentive ears, committed themselves to the assignment, not fought Hagar, not argued Hagar, not disobeyed Hagar, becoming the stepping in royalty. In any case, the decision to choose the next queen has already been settled already.
Amen.
It's only a mere formality to get sealed.
Wow.
She steps into the royal arcade and the kids are, why, royal? Number one, she has my color. Number two, she has my perfume. Number three, she has kept it simple. Number four, number six, she has everything. She stretched the scepter onto a young lady. What is your name? What? Oh, your young one. Oh, Cynthia. The other women who were not chosen, who were patient for life, said, Nana Pesh Nana Zexes, in case you don't know, this one is a stranger. She is a non-patient. And the king says, and so
what?
And so what? And so what? And so what? And so what? And so
what?
Where is it? I'm sure Esther is not crazy. And the bed and I, oh yeah. You are talking English. Shame on you now. Is somebody with me?
Yeah.
Is somebody with me?
Yeah.
Can I encourage you this afternoon? Now look, His grace will see you through.
Yeah.
I will not read it, but let me, so, Esther is now the queen of Persia. You remember, right? She's now the queen of Persia. Another thing I failed to mention, that Esther's Jewish name was Hadassah. Tell somebody Hadassah.
Yes.
Now, when she was called Hadassah, very few people knew that. It was only the aunt who was called Hadassah. And the aunt who knew that she was called Hadassah, remember? Because the mom and dad were dead. So the only person, very few people who knew that she was called Hadassah was Aunt Mordecai. So Esther is now a queen. End of story, right? We finished that chapter. The angel, my name Mordecai, is still a beggar by the king's gates, right? By the palace. He's a beggar. So one day, mysteriously, Haman was promoted to the position of a prime minister. We'll not go there. Maybe another time we'll look at that. Mysteriously, Haman became a prime minister. So when he became a prime minister, as his Persian kingdom, when you see the royals or the prime minister, you bow. Mordecai decides, I will not bow. I will not bow. Remember, I've already told you that which brought you to it will bring you to it. Eh? That which brought you to it will do what?
Bring
you. That which brought you to it will do what?
Bring
you. So Esther, worship has brought her to the kingdom. So something must bring her to it. Still worship. Okay. So to cut a long story, Papa, Mordecai is upset. He's upset. Goes to the king and says, King Xerxes, everybody's bowing. There's this crazy man outside. He says he won't bow. And the king says, so you are the prime minister, what do you want? He says, with your permission, can you authorize this note for me? So that we place notice in the whole of Persia that every Jew in the next few days is going to kill them. Is somebody with me?
Yes.
Is somebody with you? Yes. We're going to estimate every Jew in the kingdom. Okay. So Mordecai sees that message and sends a message to Esther and says, Esther!
Yes.
Wahalo! Trouble na show up. Esther, they've set a deadline for all Jews. You can escape, but remember, ask your people. So you've heard this. Esther says, I'll fast and I'll go before the king. And whatever will happen. You remember that story?
Yeah.
Right. So you've got a long story. So I've already told you what brings you to it will bring you through it.
Amen.
This was a young peasant girl who was, in any case, a beggar. When she was a beggar, she was Hadassah, right? And when she was Hadassah, all she knew was you. Okay. So now, if a bigger obstacle shows up, it's just a matter of increasing. Okay. So a mighty obstacle shows up. They've got few days. All Jews are going to be exterminated. So Esther says, okay, you go and fast for 3 days. Also fast for 3 days. And at the end of the 3 days, I'll go and see King Xerxes. So she fasts for 3 days. End of 3 days, she goes to see King Xerxes. Right? Now, when she goes to see King Xerxes, says to King Xerxes, sir, I have a problem. The king asked, what do you want? He said, sir, can I invite you to my palace? Tell somebody my palace.
My palace.
Tell somebody my palace.
My palace.
So, somebody, Esther says, sir, can you leave your kingdom above? Can you leave upstairs? And for 2 minutes, come to Tabernacle of Hope. Tabernacle of Palace. Is it Hope or Palace?
Palace.
Sorry, confusing me.
The Palace.
So, can you leave? So, we are saying to him, Baba, leave upstairs. Come here for 2 minutes.
Amen.
Theo, just listen. And then the king said, that's all you want. That's all you want. Ask you for request. Now come. But if you want Baba to leave his palace, to leave 1,000 angels, or a million angels, only God knows how many they are, who day and night?
Worship.
That's what they're doing day and night. So what we are doing this thing, they're saying this is what we do all the time. We are asking him to vacate that worship and come here to enjoy our worship. My question is, you better have something good to offer him.
Yes.
Goes back to Shushan the palace, and then scripture says Esther invites Haman to his number one enemy to the palace and gives them says to them, tomorrow Haman came, please come to Shushan the palace, for I want to worship you. So Esther Most of you probably might have not considered or heard this before. In Shushan the palace, there were over 15 cooks and chefs. Tell somebody 15 cooks and chefs. So, Cynthia, it will be unusual. Why would the queen, when we have 15 cooks and chefs, why would the queen have to go and prepare food herself? That's why you have chefs and cooks. But I've realized, I said, there are some battles nobody can do. There are some that nobody can fight for, and there are some things in the kingdom nobody can prepare them for you better than you do yourself. One of them is worship. So Esther rushes back to Shushan the palace and says, "Ask for this food. It's between me and King Xerxes and Papa God. So nobody, Papa cannot cook it for me, Pastor cannot cook it for me, nobody, the watchman cannot cook it for me. They can lead me to it, but for the real cooking, nobody can cook it for me." Am I making sense to somebody?
Yes.
I may be wrong, but I figured out that there are three things in life that make Esther Esther. Number one is a title, is a crown. If you take away the crown, if you take away the signet of authority, the ring, and if you take away the gown, she reverts back to her dancer. Am I making sense to somebody? And when she was her dancer, I've told you that, all she knew. Oh, somebody, are you with me? When she was a beggar by the roadside, let me say something that probably will take you back a few years. Remember, Mama, when you got to know the Lord, there was a way you worship. When you were believing God for that breakthrough, you worship like nobody's business. Thank God today for the car. Thank God today for the husband you believe God for. Thank God today for the house you prayed for. You realize that anytime Jesus, you go to the kitchen, you go with your crown on. Because it is your crown that makes who you are. If you take away the crown, she becomes Hadassah. So you walk in here, and it's time of worship, and you're looking at the clothes you're wearing, and you're like, should I lie down or not? Like, the one seated next to me is my junior at work. Is somebody here with me?
Yes.
So she takes off three things: crown, signets, and then she reverts back to others. Now, when I think when she was an ass, she worshipped. If you see the beggar worshiping before, they don't joke with their begging. I sat in a VIP bus, and a blind man who says, "Aya." The man sat, it's been a long time since I've been moved to that level before. He took me to another, because look, when Hadassah's offer genuine worship, now die. It comes with no coin, it comes from the hands. Sometimes, the blessing of being an Esther can deny you the very thing that brought you into it. She steps into the kitchen, Papa, and says, "Hey, every cook and chef, go, this is between you, go away. Nobody is in this one. No worshiper is offering this worship for me. No, it's between me and King Xerxes." She takes off the crown. So that's to say, anytime you step in here, leave the titles.
Thank you.
She takes off the signet. Anytime you step in, your wealth, your money, it's all for His glory.
Amen.
Take something down. As you see how far you brought me. If you take off this, my real identity is Hadassah. Every one of us here has got a secret name. Every one of us here, hey, today we know you to be Dr. Olusobi for. But 13 years ago, you were carrying your name, living in the devils. Yeah, I won't come. Sorry. Hey, somebody, are you with me, my sister?
Yes.
Today, Dr. Kayode,
yes, sir, yes, sir.
But 30 years ago, you need to leave
Oshodi. You know Oshodi Junction?
Oshodi Junction in Lagos.
That was your home.
And when you leave in Oshodi Junction, when you lie down to worship, man, when you lie down to worship, when they even stop, you tell them, leave me alone.
Dr. Kayode entered the house with a chewing gum
and with his hands in his pocket.
Olusomi for Dr. Kayode has become Olusomi for. And when we are worshiping, you see Dr. Olusomi for at the back, chewing the gum. Shaba baba.
He worships you. Leave me alone. I have an appointment at 2 o'clock. Finish now.
And the signal to the key, lead worship.
I want to go home. I have an appointment.
Lift up your 2 hands. Basically, open your eyes before.
Makes her Esther, and she reverts back to Hadassah. In other words, every time you go before his palace, his throne room, whatever that makes you Esther, lay it aside. Lay your titles, lay your money, lay it just as you are. Come before him. And then see Esther, in Hadassah, she's not become Hadassah, they can go back. Begin to grind it. She's grinding it.
See? We were bound and worshiped.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 2676760 55 +233 2676760 55 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com info@godswordforus.com. Yeah.